This review is brought to you by 13 Turns, a new horror anthology by Kevin Carr. 13 jolting tales of terror, murder, and the macabre. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
I tried to create a suit of armor around the world, but I created something terrible.
Artificial intelligence.
It's called the Ultron Program.
I'm sick of watching people pay for our mistakes.
Isn't why we fight so we can end the fight and go home?
Well, you amazingly failed.
There's only one path to peace. Their extinction.
Okay, here's the deal. It wasn't until The Avengers came out 3 years ago that I considered myself a bona fide Marvel movie fanboy. Consequently, it was this excitement I felt for that film and the ones that followed that made me overly excited for the sequel. And because of that, Avengers Age of Ultron ultimately left me a bit disappointed. The story is mined from the comics with some minor changes. The Avengers must work together to defeat Ultron, a discontinued weapons program that has been infused with an artificial intelligence from Loki's scepter. There are some great moments in Avengers Age of Ultron. The action and effects are top-notch, there's still plenty of witty Joss Whedon banter throughout the script, and if you just want to see Hulk smash, you're gonna see Hulk smash. However, the movie also suffers from some terrible writing, inconsistent character actions, a squandered villain, a boring Hawkeye backstory, and action sequences that don't necessarily stand out from each other. Just like Star Trek Into Darkness was a decent movie but didn't live up to the excellence of the first film, Avengers Age of Ultron is just another action movie rather than a game changer like its predecessor. Avengers Age of Ultron gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.